94.9 WHOM. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites. Those Melissa Etheridge and WHOM Mornings with Sandra and Teddy, home in the 94-minute workday kickoff weekdays just before 9 o'clock. Sandra, this is just what the doctor ordered today. Poet, author, Ivy Page, all the way from Warren, New Hampshire. And we just found out where Warren, New Hampshire is. But tell everybody it's way up north?
It is. It is just inside the White Mountains of New Hampshire, on the other side of Mount Moosalock from Lincoln.
Mount Moosalock.
I had never heard of that before.
Tons of moose.
Yeah.
That's wicked cool.
So you're out with a new book of poetry called Any Other Branch.
I am. This is my very first book of poetry.
Oh, how exciting. So tell us a little bit about your background, because you're more than just a poet author. You're also a teacher and so forth. So tell us more.
I am. I am a teacher at Plymouth State University and at Granite State College. Granite State College has little satellite places all over New Hampshire. So I drive quite a bit.
A lot of traveling involved.
I do. And I run a couple of poetry events for community members as well. I teach at D Acres in Dorchester, New Hampshire, which is a self-sustaining farm. And they offer classes in everything from wood making to poetry.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm leaving here and going straight there to teach a class this morning.
Wow. So we better not take up too much of your time.
Or say hi to the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, a little love.
Hi, Sayward. Hi, Patience.
All right. So what prompted you to put all your poems into a book?
Well, I went into grad school with the intent of getting an MFA in poetry. And I had the fortune of studying with Maxine Kumin and Ilya Kamenskih and some really great authors.
Is that name dropping in the poetry
it
world?
It is. In the poetry world.
That's all right. That's why you're here.
No one else understands that. really great authors. I started my college career actually as a nursing major.
Oh, really?
And
it's funny where life takes you, isn't
right?
it?
And supported myself through college doing LNA work, licensed nursing assistant work. I realized that from the age of 12, when my dad taught me how to play guitar, that I was actually writing poetry, that I wrote lyrics for music that were poetic and, you know, just lyrical narratives, really. And when I started college, one of my very good friends now and teacher at the time, Jen Monroe, said, "Why are you going into nursing? You're a writer." So to my father's terror, I changed my major to English.
Yeah. English is always a good major, I think.
I think so.
But anyway, so we actually lined this interview up weeks and weeks ago. But last night we were kind of corresponding a little bit, and we thought, in light of what happened in Boston yesterday, you selected a poem from your book, Any Other Branch, for what is going on in Boston. Maybe you'd like to read that for us now, if you could.
Absolutely, absolutely. This entire collection deals with loss in a different context. This one is called You've Gone From Here. I've gone from here to the floorboards of the car, pressing my face firmly into a spot worn thin by boot heels, hoping you were there. I found the school book that the kids lost in the trunk, but nothing of you. I've gone from here to the lawn where you planted the flowering cherry, but the smell of their blooms had washed you away. I've gone from here to the ends of my hair, but you were wrung out by the fear and sadness, the oceans of memories that ran down my face.
I almost want to cry with that. No. So one of the things that we asked our listeners, we have a question up on our Facebook page, and how are you feeling after yesterday's event in Boston? And people are feeling a lot of different things: shaken, hard to explain, disbelief and sadness, anger, you know, the whole range of emotions. And this is where poetry can really help people, don't you think?
I think so. Poetry has a very long tradition of helping people sort of with that catharsis you need to get through this sort of trauma. And
it really is a trauma, isn't it?
It is.
Whether you were there or not, you're still feeling things, and you're seeing pictures and experiencing feelings that it can be confusing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we often, I tell my writing students, I say, when you're writing, Free writing is the best way to sort of unlock what's going on inside you and get past what I call the monkey mind, mm-hmm. which is where we operate daily. You know, it's sort of like running all of those schedules in our head and doing everything that we do constantly, keeping on track. But when you sit down to write, if you really just dedicate even just 10 minutes to just writing something down, to get through it, to deal with what's going on in your head, and don't think too hard. Don't correct your spelling or grammar, you know. You can get beyond the monkey mind and into sort of really dealing with what's going on inside you.
Mm-hmm. So you have a class that you say you're teaching today?
I am.
Is that something that you think will come up during the discussion?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is a dynamic group of adult learners that I'll be teaching this morning. And they come from a variety of backgrounds, and we will definitely be dealing with this. We will likely do some sort of writing practice to sort of help them deal with it, you know, to understand sort of how they're feeling about it. Because I think with the reactions that you're getting, right, you're getting surface reactions. People are not really able to express what it is they are feeling. So
instant reaction instead of just kind of like taking a step back.
Right.
It seems like you do that very well.
And I remember, you know, when 9/11 happened and I'm watching everything on TV and I'm crying and I'm feeling upset. And it was kind of like, why am I feeling this way? And it was just kind of the whole thing was weird. And you know, feeling kind of similar feelings with this whole thing down in Boston yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yesterday was sort of surreal for me. I was getting out of class and doing some work on campus at Plymouth State. And I had someone come up to me and say, oh, did you hear? And, you know, I've had a chance to check the news at that point.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of shell-shocked.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you just kind of have
just
this
not used
numb
to it.
Feeling.
Doesn't ha- until 9/11, it just doesn't happen. I mean, you know, I mean, it happens in little places.
Right.
But not in such a big place. And this is our backyard.
And, well, yeah, exactly.
New England's backyard.
And this has happened for centuries. And people have been dealing with, and humans have been dealing with these feelings forever since the beginning of time. And
absolutely.
And here we're dealing with it.
Yeah.
Ivy Page, thank you so much for
coming
all the way out.
Thank you for coming
here,
in.
Is there a wait? Where can people get the book?
It's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. You can ask your local bookstore. They can order it. Or you can go to the publisher's website, which is salmonpoetry.com, like the fish. Or visit my website, which is very easy to get to. You can just type in anyotherbranch.com. It'll take you right to it.
Excellent stuff.
Right now on Facebook, I do have a link to your Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you for the therapy.
Oh, really?
We all need it.
I'm not at all a therapist, but
we'll take it.
Well, you're writing this. Thank you. 94.